Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Evelyn Stewart, director of the Mazur Museum, and a special guest, a new curator of collections and exhibits. Evie, I'll let you introduce the new person here in town.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having us. Uh-huh. This is Ben Hickey, and Ben has moved here from Buffalo. We're very excited to have him.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here, Ben, and most folks would say a Yankee headed down this way, but tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
I finished my graduate work in Los Angeles and then went back home to Buffalo and worked in the fabrication department at Albert Knox Art Gallery. I was an adjunct professor at my alma mater, Canisius College, Go Griffs. And I was also the exhibition coordinator for the local arts council, so a full resume there.
How did you land in Monroe?
I'm very proficient at finding work that's a perfect fit for me.
Well said. Well, Evie, there are a lot of good things going on at the Mazur Museum. An upcoming lecture on September the 9th, correct?
That's right. That's a Thursday. It starts at 6 o'clock. And the current exhibition we have is the work of Jean de Pujol. And we borrowed that from at the Meadows Museum of Art, Centenary College in Shreveport. So their director, Diane Dufio, and their collections manager, Catherine Broadnax, are both going to come, actually, and do a lecture for us on the work in the exhibit, on a little history about the artist and how they came to have this collection. So it should be very interesting, and that will be free and open to the public.
About Jean de Pujol, some of the works, what can folks expect to see when they come by the museum to visit?
Well, it's very interesting work. He was a French academic artist who was sent by the French government to Indochina to record the minority populations that were living there in the rural areas. So the exhibition is it's a few photographs, but mainly paintings and drawings, beautiful paintings, and then textiles and native costumes to go along with the paintings.
Just a few weeks left with another exhibit currently running at Mazur, the LSU and American Renaissance collection that's running there.
Right, and that's a really interesting exhibit about the history of the architecture of LSU. Anyone who's a Tiger fan or who attended LSU will really enjoy the old photographs of the campus and the information.
Ben, there's an upcoming exhibit that's going to be taking place at the Mazur. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's opening on the 16th of September, and it features the work of Lee Estes. He's a photographer of international standing, and he's a local guy. He's great. He's been taking photographs for well over 50 years. Mm-hmm. And the show's going to be entitled Oxbows, Acquiescence, and Continuity.
A lot of good things going on. Evie, I wanted to ask you about the current exhibits. Are there any particular works that are currently presented that kind of stand out that folks have to must-see when they come by?
Well, I think what's really interesting about this exhibit, there's a lot of educational text to go along with it. There's a lot of information and you know, to be learned. Mm-hmm. But what I really like is that they will have these beautiful paintings, as I mentioned, that De Pujol created. There, in some cases, there's a sketch that was done in a sketchbook, and then you can see the painting that was later fleshed out. You can even see a photograph of some of the women, for example, wearing the costumes that are in the paintings.
Right.
And then next to that, there we have mannequins that are outfitted with the clothing that was actually worn by people, or an example of clothing that was worn by the person in the painting. So it's really interesting. It kind of gives you all these different views, and as I said, there's really great information to go along with it.
Really expands what the artist was thinking about and how the whole process and the painting come about. So
it's very educational. Yeah.
There are also some classes coming up at the Mazur that folks will want to find out about.
Yes, we have some great classes. Bottles and Brushes is back. This has been a popular painting class that we've had. This time, the professional artist teaching it is going to be Anya Lincoln Dunn. We're very excited to have her. And this is for amateurs, beginners, anyone who maybe even has never painted before in their life. And it's just a really fun evening. It's going to be on Thursday, September 23rd from 6 until 8. And you can call the museum to register for that. And basically, bring a bottle of wine or whatever you'd like to drink and have some wine and learn how to create painting that you can take home with you. So it's been a lot of fun for people. And then we also have two workshops with photographer Jenny Ellerby. Mm-hmm. We brought back the digital photography class that she's been teaching for us. And that's a really popular class. It's, again, it's for beginners. If you have a digital camera and you're not even sure how to turn it on, I mean, this class is right for you. Or if you've been using it and you just want to learn how to use it in different ways or take better pictures, right. She's a really great teacher. I actually took this class myself. And that's going to be on Tuesday nights from October 19th through November 16th, and that's from 6:15 until 8. And the cost for that is $160 if you're not a member, $120 if you are. And she has a new color inkjet printing class that's coming up also on October 23rd. And you can call the museum for more information on any of those classes at 329-2237.
Quickly, an update on the Cooley House project that's going on. Some good things going on there, and also a tour that's going to be upcoming.
Absolutely. We have a tour on October 23rd, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it is an architectural walking tour that is going to be led by Lester Martin. Lester is a local architect, and it's a really interesting walk. We did it actually a couple of years ago as well. It's a little fundraiser for us. It's a $25 ticket, and he does a tour kind of explaining all the different architectural styles that are in that area where the Cooley House is and where the Master Museum is. And you can call the Master Museum for information on that as well and to get your tickets for that.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. And Ben, welcome to Monroe, and looking forward to great things going on.
Thank you.
And Evie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Mazur Museum, lots of great exhibits ongoing and classes coming up. And of course, you can contact the museum to find out more. You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room. Online, it's kedm.org.